Thank you for calling XPO. This is Sonia. How can I assist you today?
Hi, Sonia, honey. Good evening. This is Diane from the Natick Home Depot 2669 in Natick, Massachusetts. I have a customer who has a measure scheduled for tomorrow, but has not received the time. Can you tell me, do they call her in the morning?
Actually, I could check to see if the time frame has been updated on the order. Do you have the PO number?
Okay. Hold on 1 second. Let me see if I've got a PO on this one here. I'm in that screen. I only have the order number. Yeah, let me see. Hold on. Oh, I know where it is. Hold on 1 second. Let's see if I can. I don't know. I don't know if this is it. I have it as 2304-110M01. Let me just see if I can.
The number starts with 6.
What's that? Starts with 6. Okay, hold on 1 second. All right.
Or actually, I'm sorry, what did you say your name was?
I'm Diane from the Natick Home Depot.
All right, Ms. Diane, it would start with your store number. You see a number that starts with you?
Well, I have it. It's 26669. The order is 230409. That's the order number.
Okay, and that was 2304.
09 is the order number.
Let's try that.
The measure number. Yep. Okay.
All right, no, ma'am, it did not generate an order for us.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Yeah, let me check. I can flip screens here. Okay, let's see if I get. Oh, see, there's no PO on it.
Do you have the customer's phone number?
Sure do. 774-217-074. Oh, what the heck's that? I think it's an 8.
Okay. All right, one moment, please.
Yeah. It's under Stephanie Smith.
All right, one moment to get the order generated.
Okay.
All right, ma'am, and I do apologize for the hold. It just takes an extra minute or two to generate by the phone number.
That's okay.
Okay.
Correct.
All right, ma'am, and I do apologize for the hold. I'm just still waiting on it to load here.
Okay.
Okay.
Number associated are 25, number associated are 25, the separate assistance please. Thank you.
All right, I do apologize for that hold. Again, I'm just still waiting to see if it's going to generate an order for us. What was the customer's first and last name?
Her first name is Stephanie, S-T-E-F-A-N-I-E, and the last name is Smith, S-M-I-T-H. Now, okay. you've evidently, I mean, you called her because she said she just called me. She says you called her and scheduled it for tomorrow, but they didn't give her time.
Okay, so she spoke with an agent. Okay, so if she spoke with, well, no, because we won't schedule it the next day. We can't schedule it like that.
But she did this measure. They did this measure a while back. I mean, they did the measure.
But they told her she was scheduled for installation on tomorrow.
No, she's scheduled for the measure.
Oh, if she's scheduled for the measure tomorrow. Yeah,
right.
The time frame should be generating. The time frames generate between 6 p.m. and 9 p.m. if she was already scheduled for tomorrow.
See, and the thing is that I know she paid for this measure, and because I set this order up, and it's in a waiting measure.
On your end, it's saying a waiting measure?
Yes, it's saying, on my end, it's saying a waiting measure. And if it was paid for.
Okay. Yeah, and it's like the only way I could, you know, confirm that and verify it is if it generates the order here in a timely manner for us.
Yeah, generated. That's what I'm concerned about, is I know she paid for this measure, but I'm looking on my screen and it doesn't have a PO number.
Yeah.
They have to pay the $69 measure fee. And I know she did that.
Okay.
I'm just wondering if it's just glitched in the system and it hasn't gone through. I'm concerned because it's not issued the PO number. But on the screen, it says a waiting measure.
And you said that PO number was 2669?
That's the order number, yeah. 2669-230-409. And I'm suspicious that this measure didn't get paid for. That's why we can't find it. But I did this order, and I know she did it the same time she paid for the they've already ordered the induction, but they pushed it way out, so in case it doesn't fit, we can cancel it.
Okay, I understand.
See, I'm caught because she said that they scheduled it for tomorrow. I don't have it scheduled as tomorrow. Not on the screen as I looked at it. So I know she's been contacted by XBO.
Okay, yes, ma'am. And if she's been contacted by us, it's either
right.
To schedule the measure.
It's to schedule the measure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because we have to do that in Home Depot. We don't want them to buy that cooktop
unless the measurements are back.
Right, go through it. If they say it's not going to fit, then they can cancel the order without having to, you know, without getting stuck with the cooktop because they can't return it. So, you know what it is? So she's probably going to call tomorrow and to find out what time.
Yes, actually, if she was scheduled for tomorrow, she's actually going to receive a time frame call between 6 p.m. and 9 p.m. tonight with her time frame.
Yeah, see, it's already 7-something and she hasn't received it, so.
Yes, ma'am. So they're actually going out right now.
Okay, good. All right, so I'll just keep my fingers crossed because I'm not scheduled to work tomorrow. And I just wanted, I know she paid for the $69 measure, and I know she said they're coming tomorrow to do the measure, but they haven't given me a time. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed.
Yes, ma'am, and that is the process. If she's scheduled for tomorrow, she's going to receive a time frame call tonight.
Okay, very good. Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome, and
thank
thanks
you
for calling XBO, and have a good day.
Okay, bye-bye.